hear further from the word of the Lord in the book Conjugal Love regarding the importance of virginity. This is from the chapter on fornication or premarital sex. Hiring one courtesan is preferable to promiscuous lust, provided that the arrangement is not made with more than one, or with a virgin or untouched woman, or with a married woman, and that it is kept separate from conjugal love. That it must not be engaged in with a virgin or undeflowered woman is because with women, conjugal love makes one with their virginity. Hence the chastity, purity, and sanctity of that love. Therefore, to pledge and give up her virginity to any man is to give a token that she will love him to eternity. For that reason, a virgin can by no rational consent bargain it away, unless with the promise of the conjugal covenant. It is also the crown of her honor. To snatch it, therefore, beforehand, without the covenant of marriage, and afterwards to discard her, is to make a harlot of some virgin who might have become a bride and a chaste wife, or to defraud some man, and either is damnable. He, therefore, who does take to himself a virgin as a courtesan, may indeed cohabit with her, and thus initiate her into the friendship of love, but still with the constant intention, if she does not commit whoredom, that she shall be or shall become his wife. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.